Welcome to the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, live from twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. Tell me how you feeling. Feel good as hell. Shout out to everybody who tuned in live for the start of the podcast. Dick Maximus, Venus Dietrap, iBookBoy, TSA Skater, 02i, 902 Rider, Irie, Butler, OG, Mickey, Gyges, and maybe even a couple more who I left out. I appreciate you guys tuning in every single Friday right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Again, right here on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. We have some pretty okay topics today. Couple of topics from my life, couple of topics from the news, and maybe something in between. I appreciate you guys for being here. We're going to have a great show today. So, let's begin with a trivia question. It's related to last weekend's UFC fight. Name two people who have beaten Conor McGregor. This should be an easy one. First person to answer this question correctly in the chat wins a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack mailed directly to them if they live in the United States. Now, Craw FFS says Nate Diaz. Apparently, he didn't know that he had to name two people. Interesting. Dick Maximin says Khabibi. He also didn't understand the concept of the number that comes after one is actually two, which would mean it would need to be two separate names. And Milo Thans says Khabib and Floyd, you are the winner. A lot of people didn't know that I would accept Floyd Mayweather. You could have also said Nate Diaz, Khabib, Floyd Mayweather, or you could have went way back in time and probably made up some bullshit that I wouldn't have even known. But Milo, contact me on Instagram or send me a DM here, and I will get back to you and get you a prize. That's about as fast as we've ever done a giveaway for trivia. And I feel like I wanted to get you guys surprised. What the? Same way that McGregor got surprised. Oh, sorry. When Nate Diaz beat his ass. And Khabib. And Mayweather. Oh, shit. Sounds like I'm not a fan of the old Conor McGregor. But I am. Oh, I'm a big fan of the man. He just beat up Cerrone last week. If you guys didn't catch that, it was only like 40 seconds. Pretty good fight. A lot of people, here's what I don't get about the UFC fights. We're not going to talk about this for too much, but here's what I don't get. People used to say the same thing about the Tyson fights. They say, oh, what the hell? I just paid $60 for a pay-per-view, and the knockout happened after 30 seconds. Wasting my money. And I think to myself, wait a fucking second. Don't you want the knockout? Like, isn't that, doesn't that make it exciting? A nice, real, like, solid victory? No questions asked, no controversy, and then people go, well, yeah, but I also wanted a five-round fight. No, but if you get a five-round fight, then people say, most boring fight of the year, can't believe I paid fucking $60 for this. But then you get a quick fight, and people go, fastest fight of the year, can't believe I paid $60. Like, does every fight have to be a fucking flying fight? Here, the Undertaker has to jump into the ring from the rafters, a flying triangle to moonsault in the fourth round with 1 second left. What do you fucking think? I don't know. Dick Maximus says, them boulder shoulders. You know what I've been telling everybody? Anderson Silva was doing that years ago, and nobody ever gave him the credit he deserved. Now, Conor hits some guy with three fucking shoulders, and everyone goes, all hail the fucking Irishman. Get the fuck out of here. You fucking accuser! We are sadly not going to discuss that viral video, but if you guys want to see something funny, probably just go on and type you fucking accuser on Google and prepare to laugh. Prepare to have like 15 free minutes, because there's this lady who just goes around just, I don't know what she's doing or what drug she's on or what screw is missing from her brain, but she just goes out and just yells at people, you motherfucker, And she's like, does some religious thing. She's like, I'm trying to fucking save you, you motherfucker. And she's screaming. Yeah, Irie Butler says, probably not going to talk about it this podcast. And then I proceed to just talk about it anyways. As far as topics in my life, I went to a place called the Adventure Dome here in Las Vegas. It has multiple roller coasters and rides and pirate ships. I even watched a ride that was dedicated only to Angry Birds. Oh yes, an Angry Bird amusement park ride. Also, Cake Muscle Dex, I'm going to give you guys a quick update on that. Also, I'm going to talk about people who break their cell phones. Why do they do it? I don't understand. I just had a epiphany the other day. I had the urge to throw my phone, and then I took a moment to think about it, and I thought to myself, hey, I don't have $500 fucking dollars laying around, you fucking accuser, so I'm not going to throw my phone. We're also going to talk about CBD. I finally got some. I'm taking it. New CBD, new me. And maybe in the next couple weeks, I'll make a song dedicated not only to my Twitch viewers, but to everyone out there who believes all scooters should be destroyed. But before we talk about all that, let's talk about Las Vegas. My hometown, born and raised here in the great city of Las Vegas, Nevada. Not Nevada, as some of you would say. This city don't play no shit, okay? Gator don't play no shit in Las Vegas. I'm going to explain to you guys why. They tried to do some bitch-ass protest downtown, and Metro fucking Police Department said, not up in here, motherfucker. Let's read the article. About a dozen people were detained on Fremont Street Monday night while taking part in the, quote, Justice for the Poor, Occupy Fremont Street protest. Demonstrators marched from City Hall to the Fremont Street Experience to speak out against the city's new street sweeping ordinance. Now, this has something to do with homeless people sleeping and shitting and pissing on one of our most popular tourist attractions. So I guess these protesters, they are just big fans of human shit, I suppose. They really like pee smell around them, probably own a bunch of cats. And let's read on. Many of those involved had taken place in previous protests at City Hall as Las Vegas City Council considered the ban, which was recently approved by a majority vote. So the politicians here said, you know what? Human shit and piss all over Fremont Street Experience? I think we should not have that. Maybe, you know what? Keep the tourism. Get rid of the human feces, okay? We already got this coronavirus following us around. What do we need now? We need fucking hepatitis C just running rampant? I don't understand. Protesters used sleeping bags, tents, and air mattresses as symbols of their opposition to the ban. March organizers said their goal was to have Mayor Carolyn Goodman overturn the ban or delay the enforcement date by 60 days. I need them to explain what exactly this ban is, because I want to make sure that I'm not saying it incorrectly. I think what they want to achieve is to not have homeless people constantly sleeping on Fremont Street, especially considering that only a few blocks away, I'm pretty sure that's where all the shelters are. So all you have to do is walk over there, and hopefully they will help you. And if you do walk over there and they don't help you, I don't really see the point of walking all the way back to where the tourists are just to get super drunk and shit and piss and barf all over the Fremont Street Experience. What that is, by the way, if you guys aren't familiar, it's this big canopy that has lights on it, and it plays light shows with these LED lights, and it'll play music, and it has this bass. So you look up and you're surrounded by lights, and it's like, and it'll play a little show for you. And then when you look down, you see a bum taking a shit. So it's this really cool thing. And then you go, oh, wow, smell-o-vision. Oh, what? And then you go, oh, nope, just a bum taking a shit. And I'm trying not to be, you know, non-sympathetic or whatever. But I think that the poops shouldn't be in the street. Okay? That's not going too far. That's not a hateful heart. That's not a mean way to say it. I just don't want to step in human shit or dog shit, any shit for that matter. By the way, they used to have a big pigeon problem down there and they kicked him out. Where the fuck were the protesters then? Now suddenly the humans are taking shits everywhere. One of the other things organizers said they hoped to accomplish with the protest is to get a seat at the table with City Hall. They said they also wanted to be included in the conversations. Who are you people? Around 6 p.m., Las Vegas police interrupted several protesters who had blocked traffic on Casino Center Boulevard. About a dozen people were taken into custody with zip-tie handcuffs. It wasn't clear if they would face charges. The mayor's office declined to comment. I don't know what the fuck you think you're going to achieve by blocking traffic in this highly populated area. You know what would fucking... It would drive me crazy if you're getting handcuffed and you're doing this. I can't fucking believe this. I can't fucking believe this. If there was anyone there who couldn't fucking believe this, you should fucking go to jail and spend some time there to where you start to understand the world, right? These cars are going all up and down Las Vegas Boulevard. They're probably trying to get to their casino job, or maybe they just got off work. It's, what, 6 p.m.? Maybe they're going to pick up their children from school, or maybe they're going to take care of their families, and you fucking weird, hipster, skinny, beard-having, bicycle-wearing, protesting weirdos, fucking vegan assholes, are blocking traffic because you have nothing better to do on a fucking weekday at 6 p.m.? I mean, obviously, I've taken a lot of liberties there to assume I know exactly who these people are. It's not a bad trait as a human, okay, to care about other humans who are less fortunate, okay? Where? Go volunteer at the homeless shelter. This bullshit right here. Do you think standing blocking traffic is going to make the mayor go, oh, you know what? We do want more human fucking homeless people shitting all over the city. That'd be great. We really want to boost tourism. You know what? Let's make Fremont Street Experience. Nay. Let's move it to the strip. Let's move every homeless man to the strip right outside Mandalay Bay, the Luxor, the Excalibur, Cosmopolitan, and just have a shit fest. Where everyone just, the shit birds are circling tonight, Randers, and just have everyone shit everywhere, and everyone stink, and oh, every time you walk by, you hear 1,000 echoes, any spare change, I need antifreeze, my car broke down, I just got married, my car is a block away, I need antifreeze, oh, can I get bus money, please, veteran, disabled, bus money, please, can I have a dollar, got an extra penny, got spare change, oh, I'm on crack, I have crack. I'm crazy. You fucking accuser. Oh, accuser. Hey, you want a fucking date? You want me to suck your dick? I'm fucking homeless. $5. That's what you want to hear when you come to Las Vegas? The movies no longer will be like the bing, 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 and then the coins falling down. And blah, 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 blah. It will now just be homeless people. Just... That's what the new noise will be when you hit a jackpot on the fucking slot machine. Oh, shit. Babe, I just won $2,000. Listen to the game. Shit. I don't want Las Vegas to be fucking San Francisco. I'm using a lot of words to explain something very simple. I don't want this to be homeless weirdoville. I don't know. I get it. I'm exaggerating. But... there's a law that keeps homeless people from bothering people who are spending money to stimulate our economy. They come from all over the world to check out the Fremont Street Experience. And for them to not have to slip and piss and then fall into a a trampoline net of human feces, I think that should be a basic human right, is not having to be in poop if you don't want to be. I don't understand. TSA skater calls them human pigeons. Now, I do have some sympathy if, you know, you had a shitty card dealt in your life or whatever, and you have to be homeless for a couple weeks or whatever. That's terrible. I feel bad. I also feel like there probably are resources here. I don't know of all of them by name, but there has to be. And if there's not resources to help these people, then now we have a reason to protest. But I've been on Fremont Street. These weird protesters, they would never go there because there's not enough craft beer. So they don't know what it's really like to be on Fremont Street fucking ice skating through human shit. They don't know what it's like to walk right next to the Neonopolis and go through what everyone calls piss alleyway to where it's just a bunch of people sleeping in piss. They don't know what it's like to go right past Nacho Daddy, and then 30 feet past Nacho Daddy is 30 homeless people not begging you, demanding that you give them money, intimidating our tourists as they walk to what I would call the coolest tourist attraction in the city. But their first impression of that is, hey, you stepped on my foot. You stepped on my foot. Give me $10. And they go, wow, this is Las Vegas? What? This is different than they showed it in the Rugrats movie. Wow, this is unusually damp and smells like pee. Wow, where's the gambling at?
I got a gamble for you. You want to gamble with hepatitis?
Bam, throws a fucking needle dart right at him. Needle dart. I don't know. I'm just saying, there's got to be services that can help these people. And a lot of them, I don't want to be like the guy that only focuses on the negative, but a lot of these fucking people on Fremont Sleeping are like degenerate, super drug addicted, like thief, just scum of the earth people. I'm not saying they're beyond saving, but I am saying that if you tell that person, hey, move along, go over to the park over there and sleep. You don't have to sleep right here under the lights of this fucking awesome Fremont Street. I don't think that's too heartless. I think telling them to fucking move on. Kick rocks, asshole. Hey, beat it. Beat it. Skedaddle. Get out of here. Go on now. Get. I don't think it's that heartless to say something like that. Now, if it's like a mom who's been beaten by her alcoholic husband and left the house with her two twin sons and they have nowhere to sleep, yes, I think they should be helped. We should try to help them. We should have services in this city to help them. No one should feel like their life is hopeless in a city that has so much to offer. And I like to believe there's services out there. You know what? Before I say any more, I should look into this and see what opportunities a homeless person has in Las Vegas to seek help. So, you know, I want homeless people to be okay, but I don't want to step in human shit. Can we say that I'm like down the middle? I'm non-biased. Can we say that I'm probably in the majority of what people are thinking, what their typical opinions would be? I have to be somewhere in the middle, right? No hepatitis. Please don't get robbed by a drug addict and stabbed. Also, don't step on shit. But also on this side, I don't think people should have to be cold when the city should have things to offer to help them. I'm right down the middle, okay? Hold the shit. I want to help. You know, I don't, whatever, dudes. This is why I could never be a politician. I'd be up there giving a speech, and then halfway through, I'd be like, yeah, but there is that other side. And then a big flaming fucking homeless dump would fly at me. And then I would hit the jackpot. Oh, man. What a great city, though, Las Vegas. Now, another great part of this city. Let me explain to you guys something. I went on a roller coaster the other day. It was called the El Loco. And I went on another one called the Canyon Blaster. It was in this big dome. If you guys have ever seen pictures of Las Vegas or ever driven through the I-15, there's this big pink, red sort of bubble in the heart of the strip, kind of. And you say, oh, what's that big red bubble doing? It's really shiny and blinding me. Fuck, I hate that building. If it's a certain time of day and the sun's shining, it reflects this bright pink laser beam at you and it burns your eyes out. Several people die every year from looking directly at the Adventure Dome. But if you're inside it, it's actually a really fucking cool place. It's got roller coasters. It's got these circus games. Like, oh, you throw the beanbag and knock over the triangles and you win a prize. Oh, throw the dart. If you hit something, you win a prize. Oh, shoot the basketball. If you make it three shots, you win a prize. You can win like a snake or a fucking stuffed animal. We had one where I had this big ass hammer. And this, boom, I hit this thing and it goes brrrr, If you get to the top, you get a prize of some big stuffed animal. Then you got the roller coasters, you're jumping around. And then there's these little 3D shows. And then there's little kiddie cars where you go around. And there's this thing that's fucking spinning around. Woo! And I went there with my girlfriend and my friend Rye Dog. Rye Dog took this thing called a thizzle. I don't know if you guys know about that, but he was acting all types of fucking weird. I was having a good time, though. We're fucking riding these rides, having fun. And then I start to go up on one. This roller coaster goes brrr, click, 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 click. And then I go, oh, yeah, fuck, I'm afraid of heights. Jesus Christ. And then it goes down. Bow, frow, upside down. Bow, fucking sideways, corkscrew. I'm getting scared. There's a fucking pillar coming. I have to duck my fucking head out the way. Just shitting my pants. And then it's over. The ride's only like 30 seconds, and I was thinking to myself, why am I so scared of this? People ride this hundreds of times a day, maybe thousands of times in a day, and only one person's gotten hurt. And this is a true story. The one person who got hurt on the roller coaster didn't have arms or legs, so they strapped this person in. They strapped in this tater tot, and I guess it went around the corner, and this person flew out the fucking roller coaster. It's fucking potato. And they got hurt. And that was the only fucking, that was the only person who's ever gotten hurt. So I think to myself, why am I so afraid? And then I thought to myself, this piece of information. At some point, right, if all humans were destroyed, if all humans were destroyed, and let's just say that this ride was on a timer. It goes once every 5 minutes. And all humans are dead. We got this huge gas leak that killed all humans, and this roller coaster's going around, and it keeps going around, around, around. Eventually, after the millionth time, this roller coaster's gonna break, okay? In this example, the roller coaster broke, and there was no humans to die. But I'm thinking, at some point, this roller coaster being made, even though it's made out of metal, at some point, everything has to break. Is that a weird way to think about it? Like, even the biggest dams in the world are one day the water's going to break through it, right? Or the biggest, like if there's a river that's meandering, eventually the meanders will get bigger, and eventually it will go through, and eventually the biggest, strongest rocks, even with some soft-ass, bitch-made water, eventually the water is going to break through the rocks. All things will sort of decay over time. Grand Canyon didn't start out as one big crack, mother you fucking accuser. It probably started out as some little river, and then who knows what happened. I don't know. I wasn't there when it happened, but I'm saying things fall apart, and this roller coaster one day will fall apart. Maybe it'll be the day I'm riding it. I don't want to be on the fucking ride when it breaks. I don't want to be there, you motherfucker. I don't want to fall off that bitch. Maybe I'll be there the one day that one little screw goes click. Also, by the way, let me explain to you guys this. I'm buff as shit right now. God damn it. And they put this thing that goes down and you bang, clicks you in, locks you in. Sometimes I'll be grabbing that motherfucker and I'm so scared, I'll be pushing it. I'll be pushing that motherfucker. Fucker, 300 pounds of pressure, and then what if it breaks? What if I snap that shit? You know, I used to snap fucking padlocks with rebar. Not that that was some feat of excellence, but if you find a padlock on like a skate spot, and you can find any piece of long metal, you can twist that bitch around to the point where you can break steel. You can break hardened stainless steel with just a lot of pressure. So I'm thinking to myself, fuck, I'm pushing so hard on this shit. Also, it ain't just me pushing. It's gravity. That's Jesus pushing also with me. Bah! One day I'm gonna snap that motherfucker up. I'm gonna fly upside down. There was one part of this ride, I swear to God, every time I was on the right side of the cart, every time I went through this one little whoosh on the roller coaster, I had to go, whoo, move my head to the left. Whoof! Because I swear to you, if I would reach out my arm to the right, I would have ripped my fucking arm off. There's this one, like, plank of wood sticking out, and it just, if my hand hit that shit, it would just crack my entire arm off. And then I'd be fucking 1/4 of the way to Tater Tot. Maybe that's how that fucking person got like that in the first place. They rode the ride when they had arms. Boom. Fucking they put their arm out the little cart. Boom. One arm off. Next arm off. Next thing you know, Tater fucking Ville. I'm telling you, next thing you know, it's over. Shit. I don't understand it. It's scary. Basically, a lot of words to explain that roller coasters can be scary. Lily was on this whole thing. It's not that scary. The ride is so short. Bitch, if one thing goes wrong, we all die. That's not scary. What's more scary than that? Other than AIDS, which is basically a roller coaster is AIDS. One fuck up and it's over. One little molecule of AIDS is in you. It's over. Same as a roller coaster. One little piece of rust on the wrong screw and it's over. I'm telling you guys, it's a scary thing. I don't know why motherfuckers get. I think people are so trusting. They go, oh wow, it's made of metal. Must be safe. You know what I'm saying? Or I don't know what people are thinking. Kids get on that shit. I got on one ride and this bitch was like, whoa, get out of that seat. Go on this seat because you're making it off balance. And I was like, this shit, if too many people sit on one side, this shit could explode? Why? How is it safe? I don't understand it. I don't get it, motherfuckers. But what I have been doing to prepare for such an event, I've been taking the CBD. Oh yeah, CBD and me. That's going to be my new children's book. I've been taking the CBD. I don't feel anything different, but also I found out that I got the cheap ass thing. The little dropper, taking liquid drops. I'm getting only 16 milligrams of CBD per drop, like bloop, per like actual dropper liquid. Bloop. I guess that ain't shit. That ain't enough to help me fight AIDS, roller coasters, or cancer. So why am I doing it? I don't know. Why do they sell it in that small can? But I bought it. I bought it and I'm trying it. That's one thing. You know what? I'll try it. There's a lot of people, especially these hipsters. Here's my thing though. I'm annoyed that the CBD, okay, weed has been around for thousands, billions of years, right? People have been smoking weed ever since I was a young boy. I'm about 1,000 years old right now. I know that the CBD shit is not supposed to be more expensive than caviar, Wagyu beef, fucking lobster tails, platinum, truffles, gold, Rolex. Well, how the fuck is CBD that much more expensive than everything else in the world that we used to believe was hard to find, right? You got to get a special pig to find a truffle. CBD just grows. And people extract it with science. I don't know how they do it, but it can't be that fucking hard to do because there's 5 billion companies that make it. So why is it so expensive now still? I don't understand. I need to figure it out, though. I need to figure out somewhere on the dark web. I got to find a way to turn weed into CBD. I got to get the chemicals and the fucking the beaker and the one, the fucking Walter White setup with the tube that goes like this. I don't know what that tube does. Got the CBD, man. Cost me $25 for this one little ounce thing, and I'm barely even getting any CBD. If I wanted to get a real dosage, I would have had to get 1 ounce, a little 1 ounce container, and it would have been $99. 99 American dollars for 15 droplets? That's only gonna last me 2 weeks? Motherfucker, you got to be Bill Gates to be taking CBD. That's the only way you can do it. Either that or you can only get one drop a year. How do people do this? There has to be another way. Also, I heard there's fake CBD out there. Oh, talk about scary. Man, next thing you know, they're going to be putting in, what's that shit that's killing everybody in the drugs? Fentanyl and the CBD. You're not going to know who to trust. What am I going to do? I've asked the chat to help me, and I just don't know who to believe. I don't know anything about it. But you know what? I'm taking it, and I don't know if it's kicked in yet. Probably not doing enough. Probably got to concentrate it even more. I got to get like 1,000 milligrams in one drop. Then I'll take that shit. Then maybe times will change. Then I'll know if the CBD is real or not. Because right now I'm taking it, and it don't taste like shit. It is weird and oily, though. I tried to put it in my vodka, and it just made a weird, like, oil spill on top. Are you not supposed to take CBD in vodka? I don't know if that's a thing either. Maybe I'm killing it. Maybe the CBD is like a little living organism. I put it in the vodka, and the alcohol just kills it slowly. Ah, no! And I drink, and this battle of Sparta happens in my belly. Is that really what happens? I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't know what happens inside my stomach. Jesus Christ. I want to feel it. I want to feel healthy. Because guess what? I've been falling on my skateboard. I'm getting old. I'm getting fat. My bones are getting weaker and weaker. I'm fading away before your eyes. Look at me. Look at me. Is that healthy? Look at me. Oh, shit. Let's go into the news, okay? Let's try to fucking cheer up real quick on the news here. We got to have a nice article here. North Las Vegas woman who shot spirits and killed her roommate is sentenced. A North Las Vegas woman was sentenced for killing her roommate in May 2019. Kiana Hawkins, 30 years old, was sentenced 11 to 28 years in Nevada prison, quote, pursuant to stipulated agreement, according to a spokesperson. Hawkins was arrested on a murder charge May 9th after her roommate, Andre D. Smith, 49 years old, was found dead in a North Las Vegas apartment. Smith died from a gunshot wound to the head. His death was ruled a homicide. It happened at 11:30 a.m. May 3rd after a woman told 911 dispatchers that she was looking for her roommate and found him dead. The woman told dispatchers that she found the man dead and she believed spirits had killed him. Detectives noted in the report that the woman, quote, might be mentally disturbed. When officers arrived, the woman told police she last saw the man in the bedroom. Officers found the man in the bedroom with a large pool of blood around his head, which they believed to be caused by a gunshot wound. Maybe. It's anything's possible. Officers later identified the woman as Hawkins. Hawkins told police that Smith arrived back in his room at 4:30. Hawkins said the spirits appeared in the room with him, one of which came out of his body. Hawkins said she shot the spirit in self-defense. Officers said they arrested Hawkins and took her to the detective bureau for an interview. The arrest report said Hawkins told police that Smith was with a girl on the bed, but the girl was actually a spirit. I'm not sure what this next sentence is trying to say, but we're going to read it as it was written. Hawkins, another large red and orange female spirit, appeared and was running around frantically and fighting with Smith. So the word said is probably supposed to be here. Hawkins said another large red and orange female spirit appeared. Why not just write red? Why does the news have to give me the detail that it was both red and orange? Why is that a thing? Who wrote this? Christian Da Silva. That's our new fuck up. Gabriella got fired, and now every goddamn week we find some fucked up article. It's always Christian Da Silva. Aw, take a good look at her. Can't spell shit. Hawkins told police the man charged and wasn't himself, according to the arrest report. Hawkins said he came at her and she shot him in self-defense. What am I reading? What 3-year-old wrote this article? The report said Hawkins told police that initially the spirit set her up to make it look like she had shot the man, but she took full responsibility for shooting him. Hawkins described the experience like being, quote, in a virtual reality video game, according to the arrest report. How many fucking times are you going to write that? She said she went to sleep, and when she woke up, she was back in the real world, and the spirits were gone. Hawkins knew Smith was dead and called 911. She said she knew what she did was wrong. Hawkins was later evaluated for competency in June, and on June 21st, the sentence reads, Hawkins was evaluated for competency in June, and on June 21 was found competent to stand trial. Why not just write, why write the sentence like that? Do you have a word requirement? Like, it has to be this many words? Why not just write Hawkins, or just write, on June 21st, Hawkins was found competent to stand trial. Why do you have to write, Hawkins was evaluated for competency in June, and on June 21st was found competent? Why do you, no fucking shit. If you're found competent, of course you would have had to have been evaluated for competency. What are you doing? De Silva, stop it. Get out of my life. Next article, also from Christian De Silva. I guarantee you we're going to find some fucked up ass spelling or bullshit in here. Next article. Las Vegas police said a man beat up and robbed a woman in a Fremont Street elevator on Wednesday. According to a media release, the robbery happened around 9:21 p.m. on January 15 and on the 300 block of Fremont Street. The property was not identified. Police said a man was in the elevator with an elderly woman. When the door opened, she started to leave when he grabbed her and put her into a headlock. On the surveillance video, the man is seen throwing her to the floor and punching her face several times. The man then took her purse and hid it in his sweater as he left the elevator. Police said her purse was found nearby a short time later. The man was described as 5'11" or 6'2" tall in a black hooded sweater, black pants, black shoes, black glasses, and a black baseball cap. And there's a video of all this happening. Anyways, that's what happened there. I don't know. I've told you guys before, this is what really makes me angry. There's like two types of crimes that really make me angry. Crimes against young children and crimes against old people. And I saw the video. This was an old lady, fucking 4 feet tall, probably 70 pounds, and this big dude just fucking towered over her, grabbed her from plain sight. They were in the elevator, and the doors opened. And as she walked out, he grabbed her and stuffed her into the corner of the elevator. So even if you saw this happening, you wouldn't be able to see what's happening because the sides of the doors are blocking it. And he punched her. Oh, that shit just grinds my gears. I hate that shit. I hope they find this guy, and I hope they really fuck this dude up. Also, I don't know if we talked about this last week. I think we did. There was somebody who punched an old man on the city bus because the old man asked him not to put his feet on him. Like, the guy laid his feet onto an old man like the old man was a fucking lawn chair, like he was a piece of furniture, and the old man said, hey, don't do that. And then the guy got up, punched him so hard that it fucking fucked up one of his eyeballs. Now he can't see out of that eye. They finally caught that asshole. I don't think they've sentenced him yet, but I can't wait for that. Anyways, let's jump back into my life. Why would anyone break a cell phone? I don't know. I was drunk the other day looking at my phone. I saw something that made me angry. I don't remember what it was. It was probably something pointless. And I thought to myself, oh! And then I said, no. Why would I throw a phone? Even if you're drunk, even if you're mad, even if you're in a violent, crazy rage, which I was not, but even if I was, what would be the point of breaking the phone? I feel like the phone breaking, the action of it breaking, would not make me feel better. I can understand the whole punch a wall or hit the wall really hard or like, ooh, scream in a pillow or something like your little kid or fucking punch the couch or something like that. But the breaking of the cell phone is something I've never understood because cell phones are really expensive these days. They're really fucking expensive. $500. My homie Ride Dog just got an old ass iPhone. It was fucking $500 for iPhone 7. Or something like that. The new ones, dude, they're like $900, $1,000. Now, this is coming from the guy who has broken a Super Nintendo controller on stream here on Twitch. But I would argue that the controller broke itself. Okay? It decided it wanted to be broken. I didn't break it out of anger. I broke it out of sympathy. I wanted it to be over. That the controller was already in enough pain. I wanted it to just be out of there. I did it a favor. I put it to sleep. Okay? I sent it home in a respectable way. It went out like a fucking soldier. Right on its sword, I snapped that motherfucker in half. And it was already fucked up. It didn't work right. It was hobbling. I was trying to play Mario. This fucking controller was coughing. Kill me. And I fucking grabbed that bitch. I said, you know what? You know what, you son of a bitch, man? I don't want to do it, but you know... Broke it right on my knee. Right on my knee. That's it. Ironically, that's how that controller came into this life. I fucking picked it up from the front yard in a little box from iBuffalo. I sat it on my knee. I opened the box right there on my knee. Little small brand new controller. Looked at it. Said, oh my gosh, it's a Super Nintendo controller. And then a few years went by, a month went by, I mean, and it was just, it was in bad shape. It was in bad shape. The up button was all fucked up. The jump button was barely working. I was getting inputs I wasn't putting in. And it just, it looked up at me with this little controller with the X button and the A button. It said, please, please, if you have even one shred of decency in you, you will end me. And I said, you know what? Say no more, fam! I broke that bitch. What the fuck are we talking about? Oh, breaking a cell phone. I don't want to do it, man. It costs too much. The iBuffalo was only $20. It was already broken. If my cell phone was already broken, maybe I would do it. I don't understand. iBook Boy said the controller had a dignified warrior's death. That's right. It went out the way that it would have wanted to go out. It did want. It looked. It told me. I speak. Controller, that's how I play Mario. So good. I know the language of these things. Of these creatures. These delicate, beautiful creatures. But the cell phone, I don't understand breaking the cell phone. Don't do it. Okay? I've seen people do it. Oh, one of the angriest, shittiest times in my life. I was at a party. I was hanging out. And this chick said, can I use your phone? Because she had broken her phone. I said, sure. She was going to call one of my friends at the time to continue her argument with her boyfriend. She comes back, hands me my phone in two pieces. And I wish... I know this is a mean thing to say, but I wish I'd go back in time and knock that bitch out. I don't know why I'm still so mad about it. I'll never forget. I will never forget. What I did is I sat on the couch and I kind of like pouted about it. I kind of just made like a sad face and just was like, fucking, man, she broke my phone. Man, broke my phone. Why'd she do that? I wish I could have went back in time and just had that fucking eye of the Jew and just blasted her. Equal rights, equal fights, equal lefts, motherfucker. I can't believe it's one of those moments where you do something nice for someone only to have them do something evil back to you. And it tips the scale so much. It's like, I'm doing something nice for you. You're going to do something terrible to me. Why would you do that? I was a fucking kid. I could barely afford a fucking cell phone. I was in a house trying to party, drinking straight shots of vodka when I couldn't drink alcohol at all, chasing it with water because we can't afford fucking 7-Up. Or soda water or anything, and now I got no fucking cell phone. Also, I don't even think back then I had a car. I don't know how the fuck I got home. I wasn't able to call my house to say, hey, can somebody come pick me up? Oh my God, I must have been 16 years old, 17 probably. And my response was to fucking pout like a bitch. I'll never forgive myself for that. I can't believe that. Guy just says, why couldn't she have been in that Fremont elevator? Why not her? Nah, I'm sure her life got super fucked up after that, but it made me fucking angry. I was a crying poser. I couldn't stop crying. I sat there to, fucking, I hate her. I hope she gets hit by a car. Probably what I was saying, some bullshit. I hope she fucking die. Hope she has a heart attack, gets cancer, and dies. Hope she gets fucking killed. I don't know what was going on, but man, I wish I could go back in time and just blast that fucking chick. Also, none of my friends, like, did anything. They were just like, oh, well, it's broken. I was in that weird stage where I was like, can somebody else beat her ass? Like, I don't know what to do. Man, that's a sad story. I hate that fucking thing. Anyways, last topic of the day. I'm thinking about making a full song. In the arms of a scooter. I lost my voice a little bit from so much yelling. But I want to do it. I feel like it would be successful. I feel like it might go viral. But I want to get you guys hyped on it. Because if I can get you guys to hold me accountable for an idea that I said I would do, and you guys bother me about it on comments and shit like that, don't forget about the arms of the scooter song. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about it. I feel like then I would be more likely to eventually pull it off. In the arms of a scooter. They can't spell or read. Get the fuck out of my way. I think we can do that. I have the whole song ready to go, the instrumental. All I have to do is think of funny lyrics. So if anyone's in my Discord, give me some funny lyrics about Arms of the Scooter. As long as you guys are down with that, then I'll do a fucking sad music video of me riding a scooter, getting in everyone's way, not being able to read. I'll have like a book of like spelling words, and I'll just be like staring at it like confusedly. be me fucking crying watching a Ninja Lifestyle video, one single tear slowly dripping down my fucking. Oh my god, that's all I got for the podcast today. I appreciate you guys being here. Go ahead and give me a hell yeah so I can shout everybody out. We covered everything I wanted to talk about. Oh, I'm not gonna have much of a voice today, but that's all right because I have pork tacos and you don't need a voice to eat pork tacos. Shout out to Dick Maximus, Pancake Minds, Felak Attack. By the way, Felak was the first one to buy a Cake Muscle skateboard. Gyges, Portal, Pancake, TSA. Oh, I didn't even talk about Cake Muscle. The Cake Muscles are available on CakeMuscle.com. My initial worry was that if I hand-painted the word Cake Muscle on them, my handwriting would be too shitty and it would look bad. But we practiced and we practiced and we practiced, and I've come up with a font, with a hand style that I think is respectable, that I can get behind, that I can look at and say, that's pretty fucking okay. That's not bad at all. And you guys have the opportunity now to purchase a Cake Muscle skateboard. 775, 8.0, 8.25, 8.5 for the Bigfoot motherfucking accusers. If you guys want to get that, $29. That's cheaper than anywhere on the internet. You go to CSS or CCS? What's that fucking skateboard website? It doesn't matter, because if you go there, the skateboards are $60, $70. Jesus Christ. It's like the CBD of skate decks. Except it doesn't help your body recover, and it's just overpriced for no fucking reason. No, cakemuscle.com, $29. You get something that was touched by me. You don't need a signature. I wrote the goddamn word on the deck. You guys have that to cherish and love forever. Fuck it. Buy two of them, one to skateboard on and one to look up at in your room and say, God damn it, that guy did that for me. CakeMuscle.com. You guys got to support, okay? I'm just one small businessman trying to take over the world. It's me against the world. You can't support your local skate shop anymore because Amazon has driven them out of the country, out of the scene. But me, the lonely, singular person online selling, do I have multiple skateboard decks? No, I have only one design. Only one, and you have one chance now to shop on CakeMuscle.com. I don't make shit off these. I do it for the love. Oh, the love. People, support the goddamn Cake Muscle brand. Also, support each other. Love each other. Support the podcast by telling a friend. There's no way this podcast can grow if not being put into the wind like a cherry blossom leaf and blowing across the world via your guys' text messages, your speech. You'd be in the barbershop. Oh, I watched this podcast the other day. You'd love it. Or you have this friend who's homeless and shits on the ground who would surely disagree with me, but that's fine. I'm not against disagreements here on this podcast. That's why we're different. People, tell a friend about the podcast every single Friday right here on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. I'm running out of voice right now. I'm running out of gas, but I'm still going. I'm going to push through because we're still going to do a post show today. I'm going to be playing some Mario made by the famous VL Skate and or known as VL Scoot. So stick around. Also, if you tuned in late today and you missed part of the podcast, oh, don't worry, because you can catch it on Sunday. It gets uploaded early in the morning on iTunes, Podbean, and YouTube. Thank you guys, everyone, for sticking with me today. I thought today was a pretty good podcast. We shared some laughs, we shared some cries, and we shared some great ideas. But one thing that I know is that we all dig this podcast. We all dig hanging out on Friday. And I couldn't do it without you guys. So, that's all I got. Let's play that motherfucking intro, outro, goddamn it, motherfucker, what? You fuck. fucking accusers better buy Cake Muscle skateboards.